It's time now for Wayne's 4x2. Do you want something to watch but aren't sure where to start? You need to be told what to watch or listen to because you can't make a decision for yourself. I know I do. Well, good news. Wayne's 2SER's entertainment wizard, Wayne Massingham, is back and he's got you covered with his reviews of the latest and greatest in film and music. It's Wayne's 4x2. Four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hi, Cameron. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
What's the first recommendation you've got for me this morning?
Okay, well, start off with a TV show that I really highly recommend, and it's called The Staircase. This is a drama, 8-episode drama on HBO drama. It's on locally on Fox. Now you're thinking, The Staircase, isn't it a Netflix documentary? Well, yes, it is. So this is quite a few, shows in the last couple of years. They've called, like, ripped from the headline shows, dramatisations of real-life events. So this is actually a dramatisation of a documentary of real-life events. If you have seen The Staircase on Netflix, it was made quite a few years ago, and it's about the death of Kathleen Peterson in North Carolina in 2001. Her husband, a crime writer, was accused of murdering her, Michael Peterson. And then, there was a long, long ongoing court case, some jail time. I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen either. The documentary was really, really fascinating. It actually was mainly done by a French documentary crew that came in and noted the whole sequence of events. And now there's this dramatisation, and it is actually quite excellent. I wasn't sure if I needed to see it, but the acting and the writing is really outstanding. Colin Firth plays Michael Peterson. He's wonderful. And our own Toni Collette plays Kathleen Peterson. And it really just goes further into the drama of this unique case, goes back and forth from her dying to the actual event and all the aftermath after. So you've got all the juicy details of family drama, the family splitting over this case. You've got the courtroom drama. You've got the added of a documentary being made at the same time. And it's really, really fascinating. The staircase, the origin of the title is that she was found dead at the bottom of a staircase in their Carolina home, basically bloodied and dead. He claimed that she fell, but the police thought that he actually either pushed her or beat her to death and made it look like she fell. So it's one of those shows that if you're the documentary as well, that you're never quite sure where the truth lies. But this does a really good job of dramatising the whole event. As I said, really wonderful actors. Firth and Collette are fantastic. So if you haven't seen the documentary, I think it's still worth a watch. If you have seen the documentary, it's definitely worth a watch. Really great drama, and it's available on Foxtel or Binge.
Sounds fantastic. What's your second recommendation, Wayne?
Yeah, sure. Here's another one with Colin Firth. He's in this new film called Empire of Light. Now, this film doesn't work totally for me, but I think it's worth seeing. My view is that every film has something going for it, even if you like it, love it, are lukewarm about it. I think every film has something going for it, and I'd say this certainly does. So this is the new film from Sam Mendes, best known for films like American Beauty, Revolutionary Road, 1917. He wrote and directed this, and it's sort of a homage to his youth in a way. It's set in 1980 in a seaside town in England, and it's about a cinema and then all the stories around that cinema. The cinema is called The Empire, so it's a beautiful Art Deco cinema. The great Olivia Colman, who's always wonderful in everything, stars as the duty manager of the cinema. And right from the start, you can see that things aren't quite right in her life. She's very depressed, very sad. And as it goes on, it's revealed that her life is quite desperate and sad. And revolving around that, she forms a relationship with a young guy that comes to work at the cinema. And he's not only a lot younger than her, but he's black. He's of Jamaican descent. So it sort of involves a lot of stories about her mental depression, also race relations, what he faces, and also the story of the cinema. I think what doesn't quite work in this film is it probably tries to do too much. It probably tries to put all these strands in through one film. I think it might have been better sort of simplifying the story. But look, it's still worth seeing. Coleman is fantastic, as she always is in any film. And Michael Ward is really wonderful as her young love interest. And it is nominated for an Academy Award. The great Roger Deakins did the cinematography, so it absolutely looks beautiful. So, look, I don't think it's a perfect film by any means, but I think it's worth seeing. It does look great, and you've got Olivia Colman as well.
I guessed that one this week, Wayne. I thought you were going to do Empire of Light.
Oh,
and,
okay. It was the main film released last week. And look, yeah, I liked it, but yeah, it's definitely not a perfect film.
Yeah, it does look good. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Sam Mendes' work, so I think I might end up seeing it anyway. It does still look really interesting, though.
It's interesting, just doesn't quite work. I think it tries to do a bit too much, but it's still worth a look, I think.
All right, well, cool. What's your third recommendation, Wayne?
Okay, well, coming to another TV show, and this is a local drama, well, probably more of a comedy. It's called Aftertaste. This is ABC. There's been two seasons, both quite short, six in each season, six half-hour episodes. So it's something that you could watch in a short period of time. And Aftertaste is the story of a huge celebrity chef called Easton West, which is actually his name. It's a bit of a running joke throughout the show. And he's like one of those, I guess, typical high-profile celebrity chefs that's incredibly temperamental, incredibly entitled. He has one too many bust-ups in Europe, so he returns to his family home, I guess, in rural South Australia, and tries to rebuild his career, trying to, take a step back. And it becomes like a bit of a family drama comedy with his sisters there and his niece, who's also a budding chef. And it sort of takes a bit of a lighthearted look, I guess, at cancel culture, where he's sort of been cancelled for his actions. It also takes a look at that celebrity chef culture. And it's a bit of a lighthearted family drama. Really good Australian cast. Eric Thompson plays Easton. Rachel Griffiths plays a local winemaker. And the best part is Wayne Blair, who is really, really funny in a role where he plays like the boyfriend of his sister. So this is, just good, solid, lighthearted comedy with a few little messages about cancel culture thrown in. Worth a look, Aftertaste, and that's all on ABC iView. I guess it's the best place to catch up on it.
Great. I love a bit of ABC content. You don't see much of it going around, but good to see them kicking it with the big guns, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's always something worth catching on there. This isn't at the same league of a show like Rosehaven or Fisk, but definitely worth checking out.
And what's your last recommendation for us today, Wayne?
Okay, well, I'm coming home hopefully strongly with a new Australian album by a Melbourne band called Civic. Now, if you like straightforward, foot-to-the-floor rock and roll, then Civic might be your band. This is their second album, and it's called Taken by Force. Now, the band has actually admitted that they're really big fans of, like, 70s and 80s Australian rock and roll. And the lead singer, Jim McCullough, actually met guitarist Darcy Grigg. They're up in Japan in 2017. And they're talking about Australia needs more rock and roll bands. They were huge fans of bands like The Saints and Radio Birdman. And that was what influenced them to start this band. So this is their second album. And as I said, it's just full of really strong guitar, big vocals, no-frills melodies. It's about 30 minutes in length. It just goes hard, goes strong, and then leaves. I think this band would be fantastic live. The five-piece band, as I said, from Melbourne, rocks hard, no frills, but really recalls that younger days. It actually was produced by Rob Younger, who was the vocalist in Radio Birdman, so a lot of synergy going on there, and also engineered by Mighty Young, who's a bit of an iconic figure in the Melbourne scene. So, this is just a really fun, full-on rock band with their second album, Taken by Force.
And what song are we listening to from this album, Wayne?
Well, we're going to go with the title track. I think it's the third song in. It's about just under 2.5 minutes. as I said, just encapsulates everything I've said. Just great guitars, no frills, rock and roll, and really enjoyable, short, sharp, strong. The title track, Taken by Force.
Awesome. This is that was a great chat, Wayne. Thanks for your recommendations this week.
Thanks, Cameron.
Looking forward to hearing what you have for me next week.
Sounds good. Speak to you next week.